Hi, my true crime people. This is Jenny. Welcome to Mommy's Crime Time. And today we are going to have our second episode of the Missing Monday series. This episode is going to go over a case that is actually very recent, something that has just started to unfold within the last week or two. And it's the case of 15-month-old Evelyn Boswell. Now, this case has definitely gotten my attention. It's gotten the attention of a lot of other people. It is one that makes absolutely no sense. It's puzzling and perplexing. And the reason why this case has gotten so much attention and there's been so many people that have been so curious about it is because this little girl has been missing for like 2 months and was just reported missing. I don't understand how a child can be missing for 2 months before you report her missing, but that is the case in little Evelyn Boswell. Now, as I said, Evelyn is only 15 months old, and she is from Blountville, Tennessee, which is in Sullivan County. She's 2 foot tall and 28 pounds, has blonde hair and blue eyes. Now, the reason she was reported missing is just as unbelievable as it being 2 months that she was reported until she was reported missing. Now, Evelyn was last seen by certain family members around the end of November, first of December. The reason that she was reported missing is because her grandfather, which is her mother's dad, actually called in the missing person report, but he didn't call it in directly to police. Now, her mother, Megan, which typically goes by Maggie, has said that Evelyn was in the care of Child Protective Services. So the grandfather calls Child Protective Services after not seeing Evelyn and finds out that no, she's not in Child Protective Services. So Child Protective Services calls the sheriff's department and they issue the missing person or missing child alert. So as I said, she hadn't been seen, for several months. The grandfather who actually reported her missing had said that the last time he saw her was Thanksgiving. So, where is baby Evelyn? Mom seems to have so many different stories and conflicting accounts as to where the baby is. It is extremely hard to believe. And it's also something that gives you a lot of red flags. This case honestly gives me some serious Casey Anthony vibes. I have an odd feeling about it. I'm not liking it. It's just not adding up because I don't understand as a mother how you could go 2 months without seeing your child but not feel the need to report them missing. Now, the Center for Missing and Exploited Children states that the last time she was seen was December 26th, although the news from the local sheriff's department and other outlets have said that it was around the 1st of December. So at that point, I'm assuming that what they're taking is her mother, Maggie's word that she saw her on December 26th. Now, it's very important to say that if you do have any information whatsoever in the case of baby Evelyn, if you know anything, if you in any way have seen her, please call the Center for Missing and Exploited Children at 1-800-843-5678 or the Sullivan County Sheriff's Office at 1-423-279-7330. Now, when it comes to the biological father of baby Evelyn, there is a lot of controversy also surrounding that. The man who calls himself her dad, his name is Ethan Perry. And Ethan Perry is stationed out of state, he's not in Tennessee, in the military. So he obviously has not seen Evelyn in quite a while. He does say that, as soon as mom, Maggie, started dating another guy, he kind of stepped back. Again, it said he's not the real biological father, but that he was with Maggie when she had the baby, so he had always accepted that role. It's said, not confirmed, that the biological father's name is actually Eric. Again, speculation, have not seen that confirmed by the news. This is just something that I have found in a million screenshots going through, everything on social media that I can possibly find in reference to the little girl. Now, mom Maggie has been described as being off by her friends lately, mainly since she started dating this new boyfriend. This new boyfriend is Hunter Wood. They've described Hunter as being a dangerous person. He owns the Hunter's Chicken Shack in Blountville, and he comes from a pretty, how should I say this, rich family. So he's got a well-known family, lots of money, but he does have a criminal record for things such as shoplifting. So, you know, a lot of money, but you shoplift. Now, during this entire search, there's been so many conflicting reports given by Maggie. It started out with her saying things along the lines of somebody had her, she knows who has her. But she was telling different family members different things. For example, she would tell family members that CPS had taken the child away and she was in their custody. She would tell other people that the dad, Ethan Perry, had made false allegations against her and the baby had been taken by him with a temporary custody order. Again, none of these are true. So this has led to a lot of the issues and speculation around her as, you know, your child's missing. You're saying, oh, she was taken away. Oh, she's with CPS. Oh, she's with her dad. Oh, no, you know, somebody has her and I know who has her. They were watching her while I worked. Okay, I understand that. If you work, you need a babysitter. But for 2 months, you needed a babysitter? Does not make sense. Is this another Casey Anthony where Nanny Zanny has her? Because Maggie refuses to say who had her. And she says she can't say that because of it being an ongoing investigation. So again, very, very shady. Does not really make much sense. So if we start talking about Maggie's family. Now her dad, he is the one who reported Evelyn missing or was, you know, trying to figure out what happened to Evelyn. And that is her, you know, biological dad. Now her biological mom goes by Angel or Angela. So you'll see either of those mentioned if you're reading about it. And her boyfriend, the mom's boyfriend, you know, basically, okay, it's just so twisted. Okay, Maggie's mom's boyfriend's name is William McLeod. So whenever the grandfather decided that he was going to make this call and report the baby missing, it said that his ex-wife, Angela, told him he would regret making that phone call. Why would she say this? Doesn't add up. Now, there was a press conference, and in this press conference, they said that she had not been seen since December 10th or 11th, and this was by her babysitter. So, honestly, the last person other than Maggie who has said they've seen her was the babysitter, and this was December 10th or 11th. So, this is actually the last sighting by someone, I'd say, credible, because we can't believe anything Maggie says because she has already contradicted herself and made up so many lies about where she is. Now, she did do a press conference, or not necessarily a press conference, but an interview for the local news. She did get emotional during this interview, but she kept reiterating that she knew who had her daughter, and that this person that had her, you know, she was worried that they may do this, as in they may run if they found out that this was unfolding. However you want to look at that, I don't really understand how she could say that. She said on February 21st, the reason I didn't report it or anything was I knew the person who had her. I didn't want them to run away with her, Megan Boswell said. And as soon as they thought anything was going on, they just kind of vanished. So I'm just kind of worried, you know, about where they are at. What are they doing with her at this point in time? She says that Evelyn was with the person she trusted to watch her daughter while she was at work. Quote, in a way, I knew that something as soon as anything went down, the person was going to disappear, and they have. And they have tried to find them. They won't answer their phone. They just kind of disappeared. Megan said she'd do things differently if she had a second chance. And she also said, I would probably have called the first day. I should have, but I didn't want them to run away with her like they have now. So in this, you know, interview, she says, I do know who has her, and I can't say who, but I know someone does have her. I know who has her. It's someone I trusted with her, that sort of thing. But in her social media posts, she has said that it was her mom that had Evelyn. So was it her mom? Does it make sense? Why would you not say who had her? And why would you not have reported her missing if it was your mom that had her and your mom wouldn't give her back? Now, there was a sighting. And this sighting was, you know, about a week before she was reported missing. So at this point, about 2 weeks ago, someone said that they saw her in a Dollar General with an older woman. Again, this has not been verified. This is something that was, you know, stated after she was reported missing. But we don't know if it really was her or anything like that. It's just something that was stated during the investigation and also seen on Facebook. So the FBI and the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation have both stepped in to try to help find baby Evelyn. And unfortunately, it appears it's going to be a very long and hard task because, as I said, mom is not telling the truth. We'll be right back. Welcome back. As I said before, Maggie has told people conflicting reports, such as the baby was with her father, and also that CPS took her. So once the grandfather called CPS, they didn't have her, they called law enforcement. So this new boyfriend of Maggie's, his name is Hunter Wood, and he decided that he should do a interview on the news about his relationship with Maggie and his situation in regards to Evelyn being missing. During this interview, Hunter claimed that he never met the baby. He says they only dated for a few weeks in December, broke up, nothing serious, but he never met that child, is what he said. Don't like that he said that child, but there have been people screenshotting, and sending things that said that, yes, he had met the baby, that they went to Gatlinburg for Christmas with family, and he talked about his relationship with Evelyn, and that he had even spoke with the father, Evan, I mean, I'm sorry, Ethan Perry, and that they had a good relationship. So he definitely contradicted himself, and a lot of people were angered by this because they say that they knew that he did meet Evelyn and he knew her, and he just lied, like blatantly lied on TV, trying to make himself look better. He did make sure that he dropped the name of his chicken shack several times, I guess, hoping for some publicity. But it is important to tell you that there have been Facebook posts and pictures of them within the weeks before Evelyn went missing. Maggie even changed her last name on Facebook to his last name of Wood. So if this was not serious, if it was only a few weeks of dating, why exactly would she have changed her last name? She's been posting things about them getting a house together. Just several things that don't exactly add up. There's been people come forward and say, oh, we were just with them the other day. They were fine and love, talking about marriage, things like that, along with another person who came forward. And they had actually been summoned to court because her boyfriend's name was also Hunter Wood. They were summoned accidentally, as the Hunter Wood they were looking for was the boyfriend of Maggie. She stated that Maggie and her boyfriend Hunter were together at this court date holding hands, and this was just before Evelyn was reported missing. So again, he's lying about the relationship. He's lying about them breaking up and about it not being very serious. Obviously, they were still together or still seeing each other. He did make sure to make a statement about the baby falling out of bed while at its dad's house, Ethan Perry, and breaking her arm. Now, the baby has not been to Ethan Perry's home. Maggie did tell people during Christmas that Evelyn was with her father, which is not true. So there have also been several photos posted of Evelyn along with her mother Maggie, and one thing that has been noticed by many, many people is the fact that there are bruises, not only all over Maggie's arms, but Evelyn's head is covered in bruises. Maggie took to social media to defend this and said, she's a toddler, she's learning to walk, she's gonna fall. But it's very, very noticeable that in almost every photo she has a bruised head. Not really liking that. It worries me. I mean, we do know your kids fall. Mine is the clumsiest in the world, but to constantly be covered in bruises, I find that to be odd. Another person came forward and said that Maggie had spent over $400 on Scentsy back in December. Now, this woman had to basically harass and chase Maggie down to get paid, and finally, on December 28th, Maggie met her to pay her. During this time, Maggie told her she had been in a custody battle with Evelyn's dad and that he had made false allegations and in turn gotten temporary custody. Again, this is not true. He has not even seen Evelyn. So, again, she's making false reports to pretty much everyone. None of her stories have been confirmed. She's saying now, oh, okay, well, the baby was with my mom. And then she's saying, well, I can't say who the baby was with. But it is important to say that when they put out the Amber Alert, they put out an Amber Alert for a BMW vehicle. This BMW was located in Wilkes County, North Carolina, without Evelyn in it, and the people in the vehicle were Angela Boswell, which is Maggie's mom, and her boyfriend, William McLeod. They were both arrested, booked into the Wilkes County Jail, And they have decided not to fight extradition. They've agreed to go ahead and come back, saying they would like to help with the investigation. Now, it's obvious that Maggie has pointed at her mom, saying her mom had Evelyn. Maybe she, this person, even though she didn't say it was her mom in the media, had dropped the baby off somewhere. Now, the situation around this BMW is there are different stories about it, too. Of course, with Maggie, there's different stories. Story one is that her boyfriend, Hunter, gave her mom this BMW. Story two is that she was buying this BMW for her mom. Now, there were no paperwork or anything like that done on this. So it's clear that if she was buying it, there were no paperwork or payments made towards this vehicle. So as again, they were arrested and they should be coming back to, Sullivan County shortly. And they were questioned in reference to baby Evelyn. They have not released a lot about that, but we're waiting to find out more information. Another conflicting report Maggie made was that she was shopping with the baby. She turned around and she was gone. So she was just scared to report it. What mother in their right mind would be scared to report their child missing if they were snatched while shopping? Again, another one of her stories. It doesn't make sense. Other people have also noted that she was selling baby items and formula online. Formula, I can get. The baby's 15 months old. Maybe she's not on formula anymore. We know, or I at least, weaned my children off of formula around a year old. Maybe that's why. But the baby items and such, people have thought maybe she was getting rid of Evelyn's stuff. Now, Hunter, the boyfriend, says that he met Maggie when she applied for a job at the Chicken Shack. So that's how that relationship started. Not sure, that's just what he said. So it's also important to say that Maggie has admitted to being pregnant. She says she's about 3 to 4 months pregnant with another baby and that the father of this baby is Hunter Wood. You couldn't take care of the one you had if you were leaving her with other people or you were, working so much that she was staying 2 months with a sitter. Why in the hell are you trying to bring another baby into this world? There are posts and things that she shared in reference to trying to conceive a baby. Again, if they're not in a serious relationship, they only dated for 2 weeks, why would they be trying to conceive a baby? So it seems like everyone's stories are just a freaking mess. It is important to tell you that Maggie's mom has a pretty extensive criminal history. Her dad, her biological dad, the one that reported the baby missing, has been charged with attempted murder, along with her brother, for trying to run a man over with a car after he stayed the night with Maggie's mother. He was also charged with kidnapping once. So there are a whole lot of things about this family that are crazy, not adding up. It seems like everyone has some sort of record, or who, in my opinion, who actually is worried about baby Evelyn and where she actually is. Because mom just keeps saying, well, I know where she is, or I know who she was with. So, hopefully they'll give her back. But yet, law enforcement has said that she has given many conflicting reports about where she is. So we know mom's lying. We know that the boyfriend's lying. The supposed real dad, Ethan Perry, he states away. He only found out she was missing after the report because obviously he's not involved in her life. The grandmother, Angela, has a criminal record and has been arrested in connection with the vehicle that was issued in the Amber Alert. Her boyfriend, also part of this Amber Alert and arrested. So, who do we believe? No one seems to be credible, and it appears like Maggie is just saying whatever to whomever. I'm very, very worried about this. I'm telling you, it sounds so much like Casey Anthony to me that it is unbelievable. I don't understand how in the world you could just not say anything about your child being missing. It kills me. I don't get it. Now, there were reports recently that they had canine searches going on around the home of Maggie's father. Again, those were something that we saw on Facebook. People in the area had stated. I haven't seen anything about that being, confirmed by law enforcement. But the TBI, the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, has stated that they have gotten about 425 tips to this point, but none of these have led to verified sightings of Evelyn. So the biggest issue right now is where is she? Who has her? Is she really safe? Is she alive? Did mom do something with her? Did boyfriend do something with her? What happened? We know there is like a $56,000 reward for her return right now. Even the local sheriff came out of his own pocket and donated $1,000. Several businesses and other people have donated money. So I'm hoping and praying that maybe someone will, you know, give some information that leads to an arrest or, you know, brings Evelyn back. The fact that she's been missing for 2 months is very, very troubling for me. 2 months is a long time for a child to be missing. It's a long time to be able to hide a body or whatever. And I'm worried that maybe something bad happened. They did state that they were, like the law enforcement said, that they were worried that she was in danger. So at this point, all we can do is pray that whoever has her, if she really is with someone, they come forward. If her mother did do something to her, the truth will come out. What you do in the dark will come to the light. I'm hoping that this happens. I'm hoping we find out where she is. And I'm praying to God that she is safe. Please just remember her. Share every picture you see of her online. If you haven't seen one, I have it shared on my Mommy's Crime Time page. You can share it from there. Google Evelyn Boswell. You'll be able to see lots of pictures of this beautiful little girl. Share them. Get the word out there. And let's see if we can find this little girl and bring her home. Again, if you have any information whatsoever that may help, anything that might be minor, please call it in. Again, you can call the Center for Missing and Exploited Children at 1-800-843-5678. Or the Sullivan County Sheriff's Office at 1-423-279-7330. Again, any information, please call. Remember to be thinking about her. We're going to stay on this case as much as we can and pray for a safe return home. And maybe that she can go live with the dad or someone who is able to take care of her and keep up with her. Thank you so much for listening to Mommy's Crime Time. Remember, you can also follow me on Facebook and YouTube as well as Instagram. Hope you have a wonderful night. Thank you.